Ezekiel chapter 27.
The Lord said,
Ezekiel, son of man, sing a funeral song for Tyre, the city that is built along the sea and that trades with nations along the coast. Tell the people of Tyre that the following message is from me.
Tyre, you brag about your perfect beauty and your control of the sea. You are a ship built to perfection. Builders used cypress trees from Mount Hermon to make your planks, and a cedar tree from Lebanon for your tall mast. Oak trees from Bashan were shaped into oars. Pine trees from Cyprus were cut for your deck, which was then decorated with strips of ivory. The builders used fancy linen from Egypt for your sails, so everyone could see you. Blue and purple cloth from Cyprus was used to shade your deck. Men from Sidon and Arvad did the rowing, and your own skilled workers were the captains. Experienced men from Byblos repaired any damages. Sailors from all over shopped at the stores in your port. Brave soldiers from Persia, Lydia, and Libya served in your navy, protecting you with shields and helmets and making you famous. Your guards came from Arvad and Cilicia, and men from Gamad stood watch in your towers. With their weapons hung on your walls, your beauty was complete. Merchants from southern Spain traded silver, iron, tin, and lead for your products. The people of Greece, Tubal, and Meshech traded slaves and things made of bronze. And those from Beth Togarmah traded workhorses, war horses, and mules. You also did business with people from Rhodes, and people from nations along the coast gave you ivory and ebony in exchange for your goods. Edom traded emeralds, purple cloth, embroidery, fine linen, coral, and rubies. Judah and Israel gave you their finest wheat, fancy figs, honey, olive oil, and spices in exchange for your merchandise. The people of Damascus saw what you had to offer and brought you wine from Helbon and wool from Zahar. Vidon and Javan near Uzal traded you iron and spices. The people of Dedan supplied you with saddle blankets, while people from Arabia and the rulers of Kedar traded lambs, sheep, and goats. Merchants from Sheba and Raamah gave you excellent spices, precious stones, and gold in exchange for your products. You also did business with merchants from the cities of Haran, Cana, Eden, Sheba, Asher, and Kilmad. And they gave you expensive clothing, purple and embroidered cloth, brightly colored rugs, and strong rope. Large seagoing ships carried your goods wherever they needed to go. You were like a ship loaded with heavy cargo and sailing across the sea. But you were wrecked by strong eastern winds. Everything on board was lost. Your valuable cargo, your sailors and carpenters, merchants and soldiers. The shouts of your drowning crew were heard on the shore. Every ship is deserted. Rowers and sailors and captains all stand on shore mourning for you. They show their sorrow by putting dust on their heads and rolling in ashes. They shave their heads and dress in sackcloth as they cry in despair. In their grief, they sing a funeral song for you.
Tyre, you were greater than all other cities, but now you lie in silence at the bottom of the sea. Nations that received your merchandise were always pleased. Kings everywhere got rich from your costly goods. But now you are wrecked in the deep sea, with your cargo and crew scattered everywhere. People living along the coast are shocked at the news. Their rulers are horrified, and terror is written across their faces. The merchants of the world can't believe what happened. Your death was gruesome, and you are gone forever.